You're listening to 1680 WOKB AM, Winter Garden, Florida.
Lighthouse Central Florida has provided education, independent life skills, job training, and placement to thousands of Central Floridians who live with vision loss and their families. But it's not just people with sight impairment who benefit. The entire community is positively impacted through the productive contributions of skilled Lighthouse Central Florida graduates. Call Lighthouse Central Florida today, 407-898-2483. 407-898-2483.
Hi, this is Gary, and I want to talk to you about Sonny's Barbecue. Lip-smacking good food. And for $14.95, it's all you can eat ribs, and you just can't beat that. And it's not only all you can eat ribs. They have chicken that falls off the bone, pulled pork, French fries, beans, and garlic toast. And when you go to Sonny's, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
WOKB has a new radio show, Sunday nights, 7 to 9, Blind and Beyond. It's a unique radio show, bridge between the sighted community and the low vision, visually impaired, and the blind community. You'll love this show. Fun, prizes, music. Tune in 7 to 9 every Sunday night right here on WOKB 1680 on the dial.
2J's Restaurant. Corned beef and pastrami piled high on thick slices of freshly baked crusty rye. A bowl of hot chicken soup topped off with a gigantic slice of our killer cake with four different types of chocolate. Mmm. If you crave deli, try 2J's Deli. One bite of the colossal corned beef on rye, you'll know you are in sandwich heaven. Blintzes, potato pancakes, stuffed cabbage, fresh salads, gourmet burgers, home-style comfort food. 100 menu items priced from $6.99 to $8.99 served all day. Oh, by the way, the desserts are as good as they look. 2J's, the original comfort food. Your destination for New York-style deli and more. Catering also available. It's deli time. See you at 2J's. Visit us online at 2J's.com. That's TOOJAYS.com. TOOJAYS.com.
Lighthouse is the only private nonprofit agency offering a broad range of services to sight-impaired residents of Central Florida. Through effective programs, proven curricula, certified instructors, and years of personal and professional experience, Lighthouse ensures that individuals of all backgrounds have the tools they need to lead independent lives and pursue their goals without limits. Call Lighthouse Central Florida today, 407-898-2483. 407-898-2483.
Live from Orlando, Florida.
There's been so many things that's held us down, but now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go, and where we'll end up, I don't know.
This is the Blind and Beyond Radio Show with executive producer Lynn Golder. And now, here's your host, Michael.
Welcome. Welcome to your show. And do we have a very good show for you today? Yes, we do. This is Blind and Beyond, and this is your host, Michael. And we got a young lady sitting next to me who says she's my wife, and I believe it because she's great to me. Lynn Golder, you still there? Lynn Golder?
Still here, but we just got here.
Just checking with you, baby.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Sunday, May 21st, 2017 edition of the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. Glad to have you on board.
And across me on the left is our guest co-host tonight. The vivacious, the fabulous Judy Matthews.
Hi, everybody.
And Judy Matthews, in case you don't know, is the
Adult Services Supervisor.
I drew a blank. I'm sorry.
Sorry, Judy. Senior moment, Michael.
What?
A senior moment.
That's it. That's what they
adult
say.
Adult Service Supervisor.
Adult Services
Supervisor.
See, I drew another blank. Let me see, get this right. Before we get off the air.
We just haven't had enough coffee, that's all.
Adult Services
Supervisor.
Supervisor. See, I'm drawing a blank. That's terrible.
That's okay. I'm an instructor first, so you know what?
Well, it's kind of terrible. What can I say?
We know Judy since...
Maybe it's all that Diet Coke I drank when I'm not supposed to drink that Diet Coke.
We know Judy since 2012.
We're going to go on and talk about a lot of this about Miss Judy Matthews. Mm-hmm. And we have a lot going on this show. Matter of fact, the second hour, we have someone calling in from, believe it or not, Australia. He's been listening to the show. And, well, I'll let him tell you about what he's doing.
His name is Philip Chalker.
Chalker, yeah. Mm-hmm. And listen, if you want to call in, I hope you call in soon because before my mind, I lose my mind totally. I lost it already, I think. 407-894-1680. Listen to that. 407-894-1680. And listen, before I forget, don't forget, the man behind the scenes, can't see him, but he's there. He's running the show. His name is Chris Shaw. We mess with him all
the
time, but he is
fabulous. Biggest smile you've ever seen.
He is too much. He is the man... That's right.
Mike, you are killing me today.
And you forgot somebody
this
else.
This hour is brought to you by Lighthouse of Central Florida.
Charting a course for living, learning, and earning with vision loss. Find them online at lighthousecentralflorida.org or on Facebook at Lighthouse Central Florida.
That's right, Lynn. I did forget someone. And I told you, I'm losing my mind. I'm drawing
sleeping.
Blanks. He's sleeping. He's under the table.
Yep.
And that is Judy Matthews' guide dog.
Introduce him, Judy.
So that is Keats Matthews. And Keats is a yellow lab, and he is my guide dog. He's my second dog.
He's
and
a beauty.
We have been a team for just over 3 years now, and he's 5 years old.
And where did you get Keats?
And I got Keats from Guiding Eyes for the Blind in New York.
Very nice.
Now, wait a minute, Judy. You said he's your yellow lab?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay, now, when I walked in the door, I thought he was white.
Well, he is as white as they come.
Yellow.
He's very, very light.
It's the breed.
But the breed is called Yellow Lab.
Yeah.
Also, he's a yellow lab.
Versus
yellow
a black lab.
Yeah. All right. Anyway, listen, folks. 407-894-1680. Here's the first thing I want to put out here on the table. Something was upsetting me today and yesterday. So I want to put it out there.
And maybe, Judy, we can discuss it. We were discussing a little bit off the air, so let's discuss a little now. We've got a problem here with the radio show, with our Facebook. Is that right? Am I saying it right, Lynn? Mm-hmm. The Facebook page?
Yeah. Yeah.
Now, I would like very much, you call in today. I would appreciate it if you can let me know if you can go, if you go on the Facebook page, number one, and you know how to push the button that you like the show. Okay?
The not, reason why not I'm saying the individual posts. We're no, you're right, Mike. I'm just confirming what you're saying. Yeah. It's the actual page.
Right. The reason why I'm asking all this is because we had an advertiser who signed up the agreement, and before you know it, he canceled the agreement because he said we didn't have enough. We only had 350 people who liked our page. Now, we know we have thousands and thousands of people listening to this radio show, but we've only had a Facebook page for a short time. Now, we went, I had Lynn go to other people's Facebook page that we know. I'm not going to bring them up. And they didn't have much more.
Names.
I'm not mentioning names. But they didn't have much more. And the point that I'm saying is either A, they don't like the show, or B, what do you think, Judy? They can't do
it. I'm going to move the mic a little closer to you, Judy.
So what is your opinion, Judy Matthews?
Is that all right?
Yeah.
Yeah. What is your opinion?
Oh, man. Put me on the spot here. I don't know. I think that if people don't know how to go on Facebook and locate your page and like it, you know, and you live in the Central Florida area, we would love to have you come to Lighthouse so you can learn how to use.
There you go.
There you go. Oh my God! Look at this, Judy Matthews, the salesperson.
And we would love to show you how to go on Facebook.
Your segue into the Lighthouse. All right.
Look,
speaking
Judy,
of Lighthouse, we're going to be talking about Lighthouse.
Yeah, but you
that
know what she just said.
She's a pro.
Before we came in here, I said to Judy, is there anything you can't do besides drive a car? Because let me tell you something, young ladies and gentlemen outside. Judy Matthews, to me, of all the people I've ever met, and I hate to say it, but I'm going to say it, she's number one. Nobody knows. I mean, she was, when I first met her, this is before I just found out I was blind. And I went to the Lighthouse the first time. But before I was going to the Lighthouse, we stopped. Why did we stop?
Because we were getting our car fixed. And so we went to Burger King by the car repair shop. And I saw a young lady walking her dog behind the bowling alley.
Yeah.
And I was impressed with the way she handled the
dog. Yeah, but why did I get out of the car?
Because we went over and I to tell her how impressed we
were. Oh, yeah, yeah. We were impressed because...
And then we found out you were at a bowling league. You were taking a break with Sashay.
Lynn was telling me she was picking up the dog's poops.
Yeah.
And everything
exactly
else.
What she's
and
doing.
We were so impressed. And then...
She showed you how to use your phone.
I said, I just got a cell phone. And she said, let me show you how to use it. Wait a minute. How do you know how to use a cell phone? You've never seen a cell phone. Right, Judy? I don't know if you've been a story...
You know what? I remember the story. I don't remember the cell phone.
You showed me. You showed me how to use it the first time.
We were behind.
And now
the
I just
alley.
Asked you a question out in the hallway. You said you just got an iPhone.
No, a Mac.
A Mac. No, the phone. The new phone you got.
Oh yeah,
I do have an iPhone. I've had an iPhone for maybe about 3 years or
okay,
so.
Okay,
I did just get a new one. The
okay,
SE.
So how do you do it? How do you know how to use it?
Well, I use something called VoiceOver, and a lot of you might be familiar with that. It's the screen reader that's built into all of Apple's products. And so you can get VoiceOver on an iPhone, an iPad, iPod. You can get it on the Mac. And Lynn was correct. I did recently purchase a Mac a few months ago, and I am still just starting to delve into it, but I need to start sooner rather than later because my Windows laptop is starting to bite the dust. The battery won't charge anymore, so now I really am forced to do it. And we do have Mac training at Lighthouse,
you
so
do.
Maybe I need to go take my take a class at Lighthouse.
And I wonder who will train you.
Okay, wait a minute for both of you. I forgot to mention. I told you I'm losing my mind. I forgot to mention for those who are just turning in and turning the dial. This radio show, Blind and Beyond, is catered to the visually impaired and the blind audience. But we love, and I mean we love, the sighted people listening to our show. We say we're the bridge between the blind and the sighted. So we hope everybody listens to the show, and maybe you'll call in at different times. If you call in, by the way, and you haven't gotten your bracelets yet, we give you when you just call in, we'll give you a bracelet for calling in. That's number one. Number two, maybe you'll call in during trivia time, and you're more than welcome. What?
So, Judy, you wanted to tell us, you had told me in an email that you wanted to talk about some of the programs that you're involved in at Lighthouse.
Sure. Well, I did want to let you guys know that we do have a couple of new offerings coming up.
Oh,
and
good.
One of them is called a Lives Empowered Mixer. I know we're not talking about drinks. We're talking about mixing and mingling and networking with other people who are blind and visually impaired and others. And it is going to be on June 16th, which is a Friday, 5:30 to 8 p.m. at Lighthouse Central Florida. And the address to Lighthouse is 215 East New Hampshire Street, Orlando 32804, just in case you're using a GPS, I need to put...
We'll give out the name later, the address. Don't worry about it.
Okay. Well, so we're going to have a motivational speaker.
Does that mean... Wait, stay right there. Don't go away. We got a lot more coming. We're going to break. Stay tuned for Blind and Beyond. Don't go away.
You have a blind child? Then early intervention, led by the Infant and Toddler Development Specialist. Lighthouse's team of early intervention mentors works with children who are blind or visually impaired and their families in a child's natural environment to develop and implement individualized training programs that will help maximize the child's best potential. Small group sessions are available to facilitate children's social skills and provide the opportunity for families to support each other. Call the Lighthouse at phone number 407-898-2483. Call 407-898-2483.
Ever wonder why there aren't more blind people out in our community? It's likely they don't have the skills they need to live independently, whether it's learning for the first time or relearning skills that help them to accomplish common activities of daily living. You and your family should know where to go to access services to help you do just that. Go to Lighthouse Central Florida. So call today. The phone number is 407-898-2483. Once again, the phone number is 407-898-2483.
2J's Restaurant. Corned beef and pastrami piled high on thick slices of freshly baked crusty rye. A bowl of hot chicken soup topped off with a gigantic slice of our killer cake with four different types of chocolate. If you crave deli, try 2J's Deli. One bite of the colossal corned beef on rye, you'll know you are in sandwich heaven. Blintzes, potato pancakes, stuffed cabbage, fresh salads, gourmet burgers, homestyle comfort food. 100 menu items priced from $6.99 to $8.99 served all day. Oh, by the way, the desserts are as good as they look. 2J's, the original comfort food. Your destination for New York-style deli and more. Catering also available. It's deli time. See you at 2J's. Visit us online at 2js.com. That's TOOJAYS.com. TOOJAYS.com.
Hi, this is Gary, and I want to talk to you about Sonny's Barbecue. Lip smacking good food. And for $14.95, it's all you can eat ribs. And you just can't beat that. And it's not only all you can eat ribs, they have chicken that falls off the bone, pulled pork, French fries, beans, and garlic toast. And when you go to Sonny's, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show.
This is Michael. I lost my sight later in life. It's hard when you lose your sight later in life. Where do you go? What do you do? My case, I went to Lighthouse Central Florida to learn how to let's just say, get around. When you don't know how to get around, you have to learn how to use a cane. That's what I did. I learned how to use a cane. I learned many things at Lighthouse Central Florida. So instead of staying home doing nothing, I suggest calling Lighthouse Central Florida today. It's waiting for you there. Your way of life, the new way of life. You don't have to be afraid of being in the dark. You can go out and learn your new way of life. Lighthouse Central Florida, that's the place to go when all of a sudden, out of nowhere, you go blind. That's what happened to me. And I had to learn everything from how to use a microwave, because when you can't see, you have to learn how to use the microwave. You have to learn how to use a cane. You have to learn how to use many things to get around, which I did at the Lighthouse Central Florida. So I suggest, if you want a new way of life, if you want a life to get around, go to Lighthouse Central Florida. That's the place to go. Call today to change your life. Phone number, 407-898-2483. Like I said, call today. Don't wait. Call today. Again, the phone was 407-898-2483.
Welcome back. This is the Blind and Beyond Radio Show. This is your host, Michael. To call in, it's 407-894-1680. 407-894-1680. We have a caller on the line right now calling from Orlando, Florida. Name is Maddie. Maddie from Orlando, Florida. Maddie, you there, Maddie?
I'm here.
How
I'm
you
Maddie.
Doing?
I'm doing great.
Maddie, can you turn down your radio or go into another room?
I'll turn it down. Oh, let me get up.
Yeah, because we picking you up. We picking us up. We picking them up. We picking they up.
Okay, is that better?
Yeah.
Okay.
A little
Let me
better.
Get back over here.
Because I heard myself twice.
You need to turn it up,
and I don't, tonight, I don't have to hear myself once.
Oh, okay.
With my mind tonight, I'm drawing blanks.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah. So how you doing, young lady?
Oh, I'm doing fine. I called to tell Judy hi.
Hi, Maddie.
I'll be back to see her maybe July or August. I got to see what my oncologist say. I'm still, you know, recovering from cancer.
Maddie, we're so glad that you're doing well,
yep.
and Craig always gives us your updates, and we're still praying for you and hoping for a continued smooth recovery, and we hope to see you really soon.
All right. Thanks, dude. And Craig is here with me right now.
All right. I got
hey,
a
Craig.
Question before you go anywhere. I got
yeah.
a question.
Judy, say hi, Craig.
Hey, Judy.
All right. I got to ask you, and then you can ask Craig the same question. I want to know from both of you.
Uh-huh.
Do either one of you do Facebook?
Well, actually, that is one of, since you all said that, I heard that earlier.
Yeah.
That's one of the reasons why I'm coming back.
Okay, so no. But you, right now, you don't, correct? Right now.
No, I don't.
Okay.
I don't.
That's important. What about Craig?
Craig,
do you know how to go on Facebook?
He said no.
Okay, that's what I want to know.
And you're listening, and you listen to the show.
Okay, so any advertiser listen to the show. So far, I've asked two people called in, and both don't know how to use Facebook.
So I guess you'll be seeing Judy or Casey soon.
Or David.
That's right.
David,
yeah,
that's
at Lighthouse.
Yeah.
And then maybe you'll turn into the show and say you like our page.
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
And listen, before you go away.
She gave the address already.
You got to give the address.
She did.
You did?
I
yeah,
did.
She's one
okay,
step
bracelet.
Ahead of us.
Now listen, if Craig wants one, he's got to call in as well and get his bracelet.
Okay, Craig, you got to call in and get you a bracelet.
Well, thanks for calling, Maddie.
Thanks, Maddie.
Only way you're going to get a bracelet is you call in.
All right.
Okay. He
Keep
said, up. Okay.
Take care.
Okay,
have
take care.
Guys.
Thanks for calling in, Maddie.
So
all
what
right,
else,
bye
Judy?
Bye-bye.
Bye.
So it's 407-894-1680. All right, back to Judy Matthews. Oh, Judy, you know what? Before you go into the whole lighthouse, for the people that don't know about you, right, you should tell you a little about you, because don't forget, world's outside don't know who Judy
That's
Matthews
right.
is.
Somebody in Utah or somebody
let's,
in
let's
Texas.
Hear who Judy Matthews is.
Well, let's see. Judy Matthews is from Cuba. I grew up in Miami, and I went to University of Miami to get my bachelor's in music therapy, and then I was a trader and went to Florida State. and then that's where I got my master's in visual disabilities. And
well, how long have you been blind for since?
I've been blind all my life, and I have no vision, really. I have light perception, so I can tell if it's light or dark outside. That's the vision that I have.
So you went to University of Miami?
I did.
And you were blind?
I did.
Wow.
I'm married. Been married for 13 years, and I have no human kids, but just my four-legged, floppy-eared kid down here.
That's right. You have Keats.
Yes.
And how long have you been with Lighthouse?
I have been with Lighthouse, oh my gosh, going on 14 years, wow. If you count my internship. I started as an intern there in August of 2003.
Wow.
And they still have me around, so
that's amazing.
They're still putting up with me. But I love what I do. I know that what we do really makes a difference. Sometimes people feel that because they've lost vision that their life has to, that their life is over, that they can't continue to do the things that they enjoy doing. And I'm here to tell you that's not true. Not saying it's easy. We're going to be with you every step of the way to help you get the skills you need to get back to doing the things that you enjoy, that are fulfilling for you. That's why I love my job. So that's a little about me, Michael.
So as a supervisor, and you supervise these people in Lighthouse, mm-hmm. Do you ever teach any of these people how to cook?
I do. I actually always tell people that I am the adult services supervisor, but I consider myself an instructor first, because that's what I've always, that's kind of, who I am. And that is one of the things. I teach independent living skills, which does include cooking. And really it's more about teaching people how to go back to cooking using adaptive techniques now that they can't see. So it's not like they're learning how to cook from scratch, but they're learning how to cook now that they can't see, how to be safe in the kitchen. I also teach the computers or access technology, because it's not always computers. It could be a smartphone or something else, and also Braille. And most of my students are Spanish speakers.
Most of your students are speaking Spanish?
Yes.
Really?
That's who I am. I'm the instructor for the.
Because you speak Spanish.
Who speak Spanish.
Right. Wow. Mm-hmm. Why don't you tell everybody what you're doing right now? What type of equipment you have on the table, because it's fascinating.
So on the table I have a
Judy, can you get a little bit closer to the mic?
On the table I have it's called a Braille Note Apex, and is that okay? Is this
That's fine.
So this is a Braille Note Apex, and it has a refreshable Braille display, so I can read in Braille. And I have some little notes here so I don't forget to talk about certain things, and that's what I'm doing. And I can also type in here. And this is, it's actually a computer, but it also works, it can work in conjunction with a smartphone or a PC. I can use it as a Braille display. I can also type directly into, say, an email or a text message on my phone rather than having to type on the screen. I can type on my device.
And I
what
see
do you think about these people?
It has a lot of ports on the side for all your or the other technology. I see to plug in everything. We have another caller when you're ready, Michael.
Mm-hmm. 1 second. What do you think about these people who say that they're blind and they can't do much because they're blind? What do you think about those people?
Well, I think that we need to change their minds. So I think that it is definitely natural to think that when you've depended on your sight all your life and now you don't have it, or you don't have as much of it. And it's often, it's hard to think about doing the things that you used to do now that you can't see. I guess if I had to say anything, I would say that, with patience and persistence and
perseverance,
good words.
And focusing, and don't forget the big word, to be positive.
Absolutely.
That mindset of being positive. Who's on the line right now?
Let's take a caller, but then after, let's give out the phone number. Want to give the phone number out now real fast so we get more people?
Yeah.
So it's 407-894-1680. We have, boy, that's a lot of T's on the end of it.
Who's on the line?
Robert from Valley Forge, Pennsylvania.
Robert from Valley Forge. How you doing, Robert?
Hi, Robert.
Good evening, Mike and Lynn and Judy.
Yep.
Hi.
How you doing?
Mike, a couple, 3 weeks back, you did an article about blind people and music and how people who are blind since birth seem to have this unique ability to do music better.
Yes.
I noticed something, and I'd like to ask Judy the question. I've been blind since I was 40, and I'm now 60. when I would get up on the internet to interact with other blind people, they would put podcasts up. This is how I did this with my computer. This is how I did this with my phone. And I was amazed at the speed of the recording.
Oh, yeah, way beyond anything I could understand.
100%.
Yeah. It is amazing.
And I'm curious, is this something also related to people who've been blind since birth, that they process audio faster than other people?
You know, that's an interesting question. I'm not sure I know the answer to that, but I do think that audio processing takes time to build if you're not used to processing information that way. I can tell you that I know people that have lost their sight later in life.
And right. Sheila.
And they listen to speech very fast on their computer.
Sheila Young does that. She's unbelievable with their phone.
And I'm just amazed how that works, because I've seen blind people complain that their speech synthesizer on their phone or on their computer, that they couldn't make it go as fast as they wanted.
Mm, wow.
Yep.
And when I hear it, I just hear a blip.
That's me.
We're the same way, Robert. We can't imagine how they can understand
I'm thinking
it.
This is a possible job or opportunity for blind people. If they can do that and process information that fast, what type of jobs could be out there that would be perfect for these people that people who can see couldn't possibly do?
That's right. See, there's another job for somebody. Yep, there you go.
Well, you know, and Lighthouse Works, we have a call center there, and I know that a lot of our agents use screen reading technology to access their computers and to access information when they're talking to people on the phone, and they listen to it pretty fast. So it definitely is something you can build up to. And, you know, Robert, you know, if you wanted to, you can do it a little bit at a time. Just, you know, listen to it just a little faster each day or each week.
I don't know. I mean, when I listen to audiobooks, I take the speed up just a little bit. Mm-hmm. But when they do what they do, oh, my God, it's like 15, 20, 25 times.
Yep, that's true, 100%.
And it's like, how do they understand what that thing just said?
And I think, too, it depends what you're listening to, because I listen to my speech pretty fast, but there are
No. It doesn't make a difference that. No.
There are things.
It sounds like gibberish to the average person.
But there are things that I want to listen to at a slower speed, because I want to process it. I want to take time to.
Well, thank you for calling
thanks
in,
for
Robert.
Calling in,
we
Robert.
Have to take
have
our next
one.
Caller.
Thank you. That's Robert from
thanks, Robert.
Valley Forge,
thank
Pennsylvania.
Thank you so much for
Bye-bye.
Calling. Bye-bye.
We have another caller?
Yeah, we have David from Fern Park, Florida calling
David
in.
From Fern Park. How you doing, David?
Hey, David.
I am doing great. How's it going, guys and girls? And hey there, Miss Judy.
So wait a minute. Before we go any further, you do Facebook?
Well, he can. David can.
Do you know how to push the button like?
Yes, I do.
Okay. Did you ever do it for our radio show?
Yes, he has.
I have in the past.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. So we got so far one said yes. So we got two no's and one yes. Okay.
That's right. Out of that 499, I'm number nine, I guess.
There you go. So what's up?
What's up?
I'm in there somewhere. Well, I had to ask everybody, don't compliment Judy too much, because I work with her, and I don't want her head to get too big. She is all the things you say and more once you get to know her, but it's important to not belabor the fact, you know.
Thanks, Dave. I appreciate it.
I'm looking out for you, my dear.
Thank you.
Keep you down to earth. I have to say, I don't believe that blind people automatically hear better, do anything better. It is training, the necessity of learning how to do things differently, and I truly don't believe that it's an automatic sort of thing.
I agree with you.
I think that it's interesting. It's little children can listen to words very fast. My little niece, when she was like 4 or 5, she could listen to my computer going real quick and understand it. And as time goes on, I think our brains are occupied by other things. But it's important to be able to read fast, because eventually we want to get rid of some of the unimportant things on the screen and just read what we want to know. And so that's part of the reason why we turn the speed up so fast, is to get to the important stuff and to not have to listen to the garbage that's on there.
Now, David, did you put your order in for the bracelet when you called in before?
No, sir. I have not put an order yet.
You better
Chris,
give your address.
Put his name down and address down. Give her his bracelet.
Well, thank you, David, from Lighthouse quick. Central Florida.
Yep.
Boy, I'll tell you, they
thanks
have the nicest
Dave.
People
thanks for
working
calling,
there.
Dave.
Love you, Dave. Thank you for
all
calling.
All right, thanks, guys. Thanks
say hi to Brenda.
All right, will do.
Okay. You know, next, we have another caller when we're ready. Okay, we have Sheila Young calling in from Orlando.
Okay, Sheila.
Hi.
Hi, Sheila.
Oh, hi, Judy. Hi, Michael. Hi, Len. How is everybody tonight?
We're good. As long as my mind stays okay, I'm all right, but I'm drawing on too many blanks.
Yeah. I see that. Yeah. I've been hearing that tonight, Michael.
Yeah,
are you cringing?
I have to smack myself in the head.
Are you cringing, Sheila? I'm cringing.
Yeah, kind of.
Yeah.
I have to smack myself in the head.
Anyway, in comments, no, I did not put in for my bracelet yet, so you can put me down.
Okay. Put her down, Chris.
Second, I met Judy in 2005 when we worked together at Lighthouse in the transition program for the kids, and that was delightful summer. And in response to Robert's comment about blind people and jobs and computers, the problem is most companies don't take into consideration accessibility. So that's the main issue. And Facebook, yes, I have liked you guys on Facebook.
That
we know. We appreciate it.
So 2 equals 2. So now it's 2-2. All right.
Have a good
okay,
night.
Thanks, Sheila.
Thanks, Sheila.
Bye. We have another caller.
Okay, who's
One
calling in now?
Other. We have Gary Sinclair calling in from the Orlando area.
Gary.
Yes, I have liked you guys on
Facebook. Gary, you're on. Gary.
He's got his radio on.
Shut your radio off.
And people from around the country call in as well. We want to hear from people on the other side of the country, the middle of the country.
Yeah, I'd like to hear from all over the country.
Yeah.
Gary's from Orlando. Gary.
Hey.
Yeah,
hey,
shut your
thing
off. You can hear you. Okay.
Hello, Judy.
Can you do Facebook? First of all, can you do Facebook?
First thing I will say, no.
Wrong person.
No.
Okay. You can't do Facebook. So now we're back to 3 no's and 2 yes. Yep. Okay.
And what I'm calling in for is how they speed up the voices. I do talking books, and you can speed that up pretty fast, too. But I like it a normal talk. I want to relax and enjoy to hear the – I don't want to –
Yeah, but we forgot to ask that to Sheila, because Sheila does that a lot of times. She's turning the pages.
I don't know if she reads in that fast. No, she doesn't read
no,
it that
fast. No, but when she's here and she's going to go
I'm
call.
I'm sitting there thinking now, you know the old southern drawl and how people talk here and down south, the big old southern ones? You know, I wonder what that sounds like, speed it up with the southern drawl. That'd be interesting.
Yeah, it would
well,
be.
Well, you know.
Well, thanks for calling in, Gary.
You know thanks, Gary. I think we better go to the trivia,
right.
Gary. We
okay,
gotta go.
Thanks for calling in. All right.
Let's go to our first
just said
trivia.
It's time for trivia. Trivia time. Trivia time. Ready? Trivia time. I want to know who is singing this song. Listen. Tell me who's singing this song. Ready? 407-894-1680. 407-894-1680. This was a big hit. Tell me who's singing this song.
Nothing you can say.
Watching Chris, he's dancing. The biggest smile. Birds of a feather, stick together. I'm telling you from the start, I can't be torn apart. Oh my God. Nothing you can do could make me untrue. To my God. People have speed dial.
Okay, let's see if anybody knows that one. 407-894-1680. Who is singing that song? That was a big hit. She had some other hits. Who is singing that song? 407-894-1680. Judy Matthews. Don't say who it is, but do you know who it is?
I'm not going to say who it is.
No, but do you know?
I think I know who it is.
You think it is? Okay. All right. 407-894-1680.
Do you like to listen to music, Judy?
I love music.
You do? What's your favorite type of music?
Oh, gosh. I don't know if I have a favorite. I like country music a lot.
Do you?
Yeah, I like classical music. I like
classical music.
Pop and, you know,
so you like
Christian music, Spanish. Yeah. You know, in Spanish music, there's so many different kinds of Spanish.
This,
yeah, just you name it. I pretty much, I like most things.
Yeah. Okay. Well, we have two callers.
You have two callers?
We have Sheila calling from Orlando and then Don Wilkerson calling in from Orlando.
Who is first?
Sheila.
Oh, Sheila's first?
Yep.
Okay, Sheila's first.
She
okay.
is.
And Don second.
Yep.
But Don, if you're listening, don't hang up. If Sheila didn't get it, you'll go.
They
and
both know
I'd like
oldies.
To talk to both of you. So, Sheila, you're on. Who
well,
is it?
Sheila's going to get it because when Sheila was in elementary school, we used to do lip syncing contests, and this was one of my songs.
All right.
Mary Wells.
100% right.
Oh, my goodness.
100%. You know?
That's great. I would have known the song, but not the artist.
I love that song.
She had a lot of hits.
Thank you, guys.
You're welcome.
She had a lot of hits, Mary Wells, and
bye.
She just won.
Bye-bye.
She won a $10 gift card at 2J's.
Well, let's say hello to Don anyway.
Okay, Don, you there?
I am definitely here.
Okay.
Don't cry now, Don.
Don't get upset. Sheila got it, but she beat it to the punch. But let me ask you a question.
Oh, listen.
Gets a bracelet.
Everybody knows how good I am at trivia, so we'll get another chance.
You'll get another chance. Okay. But here's my first question. Do you do Facebook?
Nope, and I have no desire to do it.
And you have no desire. Okay, so now we got four no's and two yeses.
You're really keeping track?
I'm keeping track. Hey, look, my mind is shot, but I can still add up.
I know, with numbers, you're good.
Okay. 4-2. All right. Well, thank you so much.
What I wanted to say was, you were talking about speeding up the voices,
yes.
for talking books and things like that.
Yes.
Let me tell you the advantage of being able to do that. You know those commercials that you hear where they give you the final, like, especially car dealerships, and they say
the disclaimers.
So we can understand that.
Yep. Or the drug reactions when they do those horrible commercials.
The side effects,
By the way, did you order your bracelet? No charge if you when you call up.
I think I ordered it, but I didn't get it.
Nobody got it. Lynn is just ordering it next week, so nobody got it yet.
Okay.
Yeah. All right.
Okay. Thanks for calling in. Appreciate it.
I wanted to make sure I said hello to Judy anyway, and I know I'll probably see you sometime this week because I know you'll be running around doing something.
It's good to talk to you, Don.
Well, thank you, Don.
Thanks for calling.
Hey, Don, hold on one moment. All right, Don?
Yeah. Sure.
All right.
So now I got a question for you. Go back to Judy.
Go back to Lighthouse and
Judy. I want to find out. In Lighthouse, right, they teach you a lot of things, correct? They teach you about independence.
Correct.
One of the things is this way. The people, when they come to you, right? Now, also, people don't realize when they come to Lighthouse and they're visually impaired, there's no charge. Is that right?
There's no charge to them, no.
Right. No charge to them. Right. So the question is, you teach them a lot of things, right?
Mm-hmm.
Who teaches them about their minds? And I'm serious when I say that.
They walk attitude.
In, they're totally depressed. They just went blind. They don't know what to do.
Their mindset.
They're
as
depressed.
You always say.
Who helps them with that mindset?
You know, that's a really good question. As part of our independent living skills classes that we have, we offer a once a week support group. It's an adjustment to blindness and vision loss support group, and that is when people. Have an opportunity to discuss issues related to their vision loss with people that understand because they're also going through it. And we also have the opportunity, it takes time to have, if you're not at the point where you're thinking positively because, you know, you just lost your sight and you're depressed. It is part of, there are stages that you go through with any kind of adjustment. And so adjustment to vision loss is no different. And you do go through stages, and it is part of the process. And you can't really skip that part. But we are there to help go through it. And, people are there to support one another, and we're there to support everyone. So,
there's people out there right now all over the country. Mm-hmm. All over the country.
Mm-hmm.
But especially, we know in Orlando that they say in the Orlando area, there's 70,000 folks that are visually impaired. They say there's another 15 to 20 in Lake County.
Lake and Sumter
and Polk County and other areas, totally around 100,000. Now, it's amazing how come a lot of these people don't go to the Lighthouse to get rehabilitated, to know how to use a microwave, to know how to be a completely different person. You are a person that I'm totally in awe of. You just said something off the air before we came. You went on a cruise, right? For how many days?
It was a 13-day cruise.
Now, how'd you get around the ship?
Judy went to Alaska a couple years ago.
How'd you get around the ship?
With her husband and the dog.
Yeah. Well, you know, we actually asked someone to walk around with us the first day and show us around a little bit, and I took some notes. And so that was helpful. And, you know, we were lost just like everybody else on the ship was lost.
Did you take notes on your braille?
But wait. Yeah. I got to interrupt you, Judy.
We have another caller
but
when
one
you're
second.
Ready.
One second. Okay. See, here's what you just did that most people wouldn't do, Judy.
What? Take notes?
Most people that are blind that don't go for help are embarrassed.
Yeah. Judy's not afraid to
They're
ask.
Embarrassed. They don't want to ask. That's one thing. When I go to the plane, I go myself, I ask. And that's what you did, right, Judy? When you go on, you ask. You say, would you mind taking me around and teach me, right?
Judy, would you like to meet somebody else
sure.
from our listening audience?
Let's
we have Kevin from Lancaster, Pennsylvania.
Kevin from Lancaster.
Like to say hello.
How you doing, Kevin?
Hi, Kevin.
Hello, Lynn, Michael, Judy.
Hello.
Hi, Kevin.
How's your Sunday going?
I got a few comments here.
Okay.
Well, first it's Facebook there. I believe I did like you guys, but I don't get on it very much.
Mm-hmm.
And, the sponsor really can't go by Facebook because if they would listen to the show for 3 or 4 weeks.
Bless your heart, Kevin.
Yeah, but they don't. But they don't.
You.
That's the problem.
That's
they
exactly
don't.
What Chris said before
they
the
don't.
Show. Bless your heart.
So they look at the Facebook page and they say, well, you don't have many.
Let Kevin talk. I want to hear this. Yeah.
Yep. Well, if they listen to the show 3 or 4 weeks in a row, they'll find a lot of the callers are a little older and just don't get on Facebook. Another thing is a lot of us are from different parts of the country,
mm-hmm.
and if we would come to vacation down there, how are we going to find out where to go? Well, the best way to find out is listen to the commercials.
Correct.
Oh, you're so cute.
Yeah, but you see, here's the funny part.
No, I'm not laughing at you, Kevin. I'm laughing with you.
But here's the point, Kevin. You said you don't go on Facebook. Is that right?
Not very often.
Not very often.
Not very often.
When you go on a Facebook, do you know how to push the button that you like, or you don't know how to do that?
Oh, I see it there. I think I did hit yours.
But you don't know, and
but
that's the
know,
point.
Right?
It's
you
tricky.
Don't know.
It's tricky.
I don't know. 5-2 so far.
I'm sighted, and I can barely see that little teeny tiny rectangle that says like. Really?
Well,
right, Chris?
Well, there's a like, and then beside it, there's a following and share.
Yeah.
And I think I've hit them all.
Yeah.
And if you don't like how it is, just wait 2 months. No, they'll update it and change it all around.
Yeah, there's too much junk on Facebook.
Yeah.
So.
That's true,
Well, thank
too.
You for calling
well, thank
in.
Thank you, Kevin.
And then the other thing there,
yes.
Michael.
Yes.
Well, you're talking about in the beginning of the show there, losing your mind. You don't have to worry about that.
I lost it.
She'll always be with you.
Oh, dear.
God. Thanks a lot for calling in,
nice
Kevin.
To meet you,
great
Kevin.
Call. Great call. Thank you, Kevin.
Thank you.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
I just wanted to take a moment to agree with Dave Hillebrandt about the you know, how people think that people who are blind have super senses and are so much better at everything. And that's really not the case. You do have to develop that. And it's more because you're paying more attention to that sense. But I also appreciated, him mentioning about the, speeding up the audio in order to, get past all of the stuff you don't want to listen to. And, it brings up a good point. When you are sighted, you can skim a piece of paper and you can just sort of look for, the important stuff. And when you're blind, you really can't do that.
Do you think blind people are more sensitive than sighted people?
That's I generalizing.
Do. No, well, I'm generalized, but I do. I believe that. But what I've seen, absolutely.
Can be, but blindness is just one more characteristic about a person. It doesn't make somebody.
There's
anything.
Plenty of sighted people that are sensitive as well.
Hey, Lynn,
yes. I know quite a few.
I
know quite a few that are too sensitive.
What were you going to say?
That are too sensitive.
Yeah. What, Michael?
How about the ASAP? Do you tell
geez. That? That's another funny story. I have to tell you a story that I didn't even tell you yesterday, Michael. I was saving it for today.
Yeah.
I took the car in yesterday to get the plug. It was a recall on our car, and it was missing the plug underneath the body of the car so that if it was flooding, the water would get inside the car. So anyway, when the service call was done, the woman, Kim, says to me, Lynn, I just want you to know that the technician was a little bit worried. I said, what are you talking about? Well, when he was working on your car, he saw the cane there, the white cane in the front seat, and he was hoping that person didn't drive the car.
Oh, I did. I drove over.
I was saving it. I didn't want to tell Michael. I just remembered. So I said, no, that's okay. And then she said that she told the technician, no, Michael's home. Lynn left him home.
That's funny.
I left my cane in the car.
That's a cute story. Yeah, you left your cane in the car.
That's so funny.
Yeah.
Is it okay if we talk a little bit about some of the,
we're going to break. We come back from the break. You can talk about it.
Talk about some new programs at Lighthouse.
Yeah, sure.
Stay tuned for Blind and Beyond. Don't go away. We got a lot more coming up.
Hi, this is Gary, and I want to talk to you about Sonny's Barbecue. Lip-smacking good food. And for $14.95, it's all you can eat ribs, and you just can't beat that. And it's not only all you can eat ribs. They have chicken that falls off the bone, pulled pork, french fries, beans, and garlic toast. And when you go to Sonny's, don't forget to mention that you heard it on the Blind and Beyond radio show. Visual impairment doesn't have to break the human spirit. Through teaching, caring, and training, and compassion, Lighthouse Central Florida gives people with sight impairment the skills that they need to achieve their full potential to live independently and maintain and improve their quality of life. These are truly life-changing programs. So call Lighthouse Central Florida today. The phone number to call is 407-898-2483. Once again, the phone number is 407-898-2483.
Lighthouse Works is hiring. That's right. For all you folks that are visually impaired or blind, you don't have to sit in your home doing nothing. Lighthouse is hiring. Lighthouse's target areas are Osceola County, Orange County, and Seminole County. These are the counties that Lighthouse wants to hear from you. Call Lighthouse Works today. Lighthouse Works is always accepting resumes, but due to the seasonal nature of many of the contracts we acquire, callbacks and an interview scheduling may revolve around when the demand is the greatest. So if you're looking for work, call Lighthouse Works today. And the phone number to call, 407-898-2483. I'm going to repeat that number. Call now, 407-898-2483.
2J's Restaurant, corned beef and pastrami piled high on thick slices of freshly baked crusty rye. A bowl of hot chicken soup topped off with a gigantic slice of our killer cake with four different types of chocolate. Mmm. If you crave deli, try 2J's Deli. One bite of the colossal corned beef on rye, you'll know you are in sandwich heaven. Blintzes, potato pancakes, stuffed cabbage, fresh salads, gourmet burgers, homestyle comfort food. 100 menu items priced from $6.99 to $8.99 served all day. Oh, by the way, the desserts are as good as they look. 2J's, the original comfort food. Your destination for New York-style deli and more. Catering also available. It's deli time. See you at 2J's. Visit us online at 2J's.com. That's TOOJAYS.com. TOOJAYS.com.
Transition. Lighthouse assists teens 14 to 22 to become more independent and prepare for their future. Teens receive training in personnel, financial, and home management, prepare for careers and higher education, and enhance their skills in accessible technologies. Services are provided on weekends throughout the school year. During the summer, Lighthouse teens participate in a more intensive schedule, which includes work experience. Call the Lighthouse at phone number 407-898-2483. Call 407-898-2483 for more information.
We are back. Yes, we are. This is your host, Michael. And I hope my mind's together right now. It's 407-894-1680 if you want to call in and find out about my mind, because I'm losing it. 407-894-1680. We're talking to Judy Matthews. You're listening to a young lady who is a supervisor there at the Lighthouse, and she teaches the adults.
Yeah. So not the children then,
correct.
Judy, right? Just the adults.
Not usually. I have worked with the teens from time to time, and I did a long, long time ago when I first started work with the little kids.
The little ones.
Mostly I work with the adults.
So tell us about the new programs coming up.
So we do have some new workshops. I just wanted to revisit the Lives Empowered Mixer, which is going to be on June 16th from 5:30 to 8 p.m. at Lighthouse. And drinks and hors d'oeuvres will be provided. And we're going to have a motivational speaker. His name is Marcus Engel. So I don't know if any of you know him, but he's awesome, and he will inspire you for sure. I've heard him speak before. And there's going to be a panel discussion on topics that are important for people seeking employment, raising families, just looking to network. And so we want to facilitate that and, you know, help people get connected to one another and to us.
And that was what day?
That was June 16th.
What day of the week is that?
It was a Friday.
Friday.
June 16th from 5:30 to 8 at Lighthouse.
The day after my birthday.
Oh, that's awesome. That's great. Yep. Happy early birthday if I don't talk to you.
Thank you. Thank you.
So the others we don't have specific dates for, but please stay tuned, because we do have our friend Dave Hillebrandt who called in. I heard through the grapevine that he's going to be doing a guitar workshop.
Oh, good.
Teach people how to play guitar. I used to, way back when, know how to play basic guitar, and I haven't in so long. So I think I might attend. Hopefully it'll be in the evening and I can come. So there's also going to be a self-defense workshop, or a series of self-defense workshops based on one-touch training. We hope that you can join us, and please stay tuned for dates and more information. And if you have any suggestions on topics that you would like to see us cover during these workshops, please, you can call us, and you can send us email. You can go on our website and go on our Facebook page and post it. Speaking of Facebook, you can also call. So if you want to RSVP for the mixer on June 16th, you can call Ginger Oreskovich at Lighthouse. She is the senior manager of adult.
Well, then you put it on our website page and they'll take care of it. They just look at our webpage.
Do you want to throw out the phone number for Lighthouse?
I'm drawing a blank here too, by the way, on her title. She is the manager.
Okay. Don't get like me.
She's my boss. That's all I know. But she's great. And she will take your RSVP. And the phone number for Lighthouse is 407-898-2483. And you can ask for Ginger Oreskovich, or just Ginger. And her extension is 221.
And anything you didn't hear from her, it'll be on our Facebook page.
And Judy, maybe you'll call in before then and remind people about the mixer if you have time and you're available on a Sunday night. I just want to say one thing. When I listen to Judy telling all these programs, it just warms your heart. If I was living in a different part of the country right now, I'd say, wow, I want to move to Central Florida.
Or if they have something somewhere else, they should call in and talk about it.
They do.
Instead of sitting on your rear end and not picking up the phone and say, what's doing in Chicago? What's doing in Pennsylvania?
Right,
what's doing in Boston?
If you
got something out there, call in. Write to us. Tell us what you got cooking.
Or I remember what Kyle Johnson said the day he was here.
What?
If you don't know where to turn to in your area of the country, call Lighthouse in Central Florida.
They will help you as well.
And they will guide you to your the right source in your area.
So if you don't know where you're at,
just give us a call.
Lighthouse will help you, direct you to wherever you are.
That's right.
They know the different places in this country.
And there's a great website. It's called Vision Aware.
VisionAware.com.
Oh my gosh, is it com or org?
It might be org.
I think it's org.
I can look it up.
Are you drawing a blank?
I am drawing lots of blanks. I think it's in the air.
Mike, you're rubbing off on everybody.
But they have great information about just resources for dealing with sight loss, but also just rehabilitation services all over the country. There is a database of organizations. So
we're going to break.
It's .org.
Stay tuned. We got a lot more coming up. 407-894-1680. A lot more coming up. Don't go away.